Tell me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Judah. Judah is in seventh grade and really enjoys playing basketball and is very, very good at it. He's on the team. And one day after practice, Coach Friedman said, "Judah, could you come to the side here a minute? I want to talk to you." And Judah was, "Sure." And he was a little worried. Was the coach going to tell him that he missed some really good shots or that he needs to work on something? He was very pleasantly surprised when Coach Friedman said, "Judah, you have been playing very well and doing really well on and off the court with the team. And I'd like you to please be my assistant coach for the rest of the season. What do you think?" Judah was so excited. Wow, what could be more exciting than that? Judah asked Coach Friedman, "Coach, does that mean that I get to participate but also help run practices and drills?" And Coach Friedman said, "Yes." Judah's heart was bursting with joy. What an opportunity. Judah walked out of the office feeling 10 feet tall. The next morning when Judah and Ayla were getting ready for school, Judah seemed extra excited. Ayla said, "Judah, you seem to have an extra skip in your step." He said, "Ayla, I'm so excited. I'm assistant coach. I'm helping Coach Friedman." "Wow," Ayla said, "that's awesome. Just remember to be really nice to people, okay? Don't let this get to your head." Just at that moment, Judah was trying to decide what to wear to school that day, and as he opened up his drawer, his eyes landed on his team game shirt. It was neatly folded, and yes, the team rules were clear. Shirts were for games only, no exceptions. But now, Judah wasn't just a player anymore. He was assistant coach. Surely that gave him the right to bend the rules a little bit, and it would show everybody that he's the one who was in charge. And so he pulled it out of his drawer with a big smile and put it on. As he walked into school, somebody said, "Big game today?" And he said, "Nope, just thought I'd wear it." Kind of felt good to stand out and be able to break a rule and do something that nobody else was allowed to do. That afternoon, there was a practice, and Judah blew the whistle with a little extra force and barked a little bit when he gave out some instructions like, "Sam, try to move your feet faster. Yonatan, keep your head up." And they were listening, and Judah felt amazing. That night, Judah had a strange dream. He was no longer in the school gym. He was in a grand, beautiful palace. And he wasn't wearing his team shirt. He was wearing a royal robe. He was a king. King Judah. And in his dream, there were two Sifrei Torah on the wall in a case. They were there from the previous king. And in his dream, a sofer walked in and looked at Judah in the eye and said, "Remember, each king must write his own Torah and carry it with him. Even if he gets one from the king before, he must write his own so that he remembers that he is responsible and bound by the mitzvot of the Torah, same as everybody else. Power does not put you above the law. You are the king, Judah. You have to act in the ways of the Torah." As Judah embarked in his dream upon writing his own Sefer Torah, he felt the weight of the responsibility of being a leader. King Judah understood that if the king would ignore the Torah or act above the rules of the Torah, that would not be good and would not be good modeling for everybody else. When Judah woke up the next morning, he understood, wow, I am the assistant coach, but I can't act differently than everybody else. I can't wear the game shirt when it's not a game day. Judah got dressed for school. He looked at his sister, Ayla, and he said, Ayla, I'm going to be the nicest assistant coach on the face of this earth. When he got to practice that afternoon, he said to his teammates, let's all make sure we stick to the team rules, including me, actually, especially me. And from that day on, Judah knew that a good leader is someone who holds themselves to the highest standards. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Shoftim, we learn that a king has to carry a Torah with him all the time so that he remembers that he is not above the law. Rashi explains that the Torah writes, "V'katav lo et mishneh ha-Torah," to mean that the king has to actually have two copies of the Torah, one that is placed inside of the king's treasury and the other that comes and goes with him. The Rambam teaches us that even if the king has two already, because his father was the king, for example, and gave it to him, he still needs to write his own so that he will personally remember that he is not above the law. Each and every one of us is a leader. We're leaders in our home. We're leaders in our class. We're leaders with our brothers and sisters. All of us. Let's remember to take upon ourselves the responsibility of leading from a noble place, of leading from a place of setting example, serving others, and helping them, and not trying to put ourselves higher than other people in a way that ever puts anybody else down. Shabbat Shalom to all.